Welcome to Blog Talk Radio in high fidelity.
Well, good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to the QBO show. It's 2 o'clock AZ time. And so probably, 5 Eastern. Hope you're doing well. My name's Woody Adams, a product specialist with Intuit. And opinion statements that I might view or beliefs or whatever, I don't really talk about that much, really. What do I talk about outside of QBO, really, on this show? But anyway, they might not necessarily reflect opinion statements or views of Intuit, so Intuit's not affiliated with the show. I just emailed Stacy to see if she was joining. We got some cool stuff to go over today. She said, yeah. So, Stacy, what's going on?
I'm here. Nothing. I'm in Philadelphia doing QBO cert prep.
Philly.
Just finished pretty cool.
That's awesome. Yeah, because it's like 5 o'clock out there now, right? Yeah, must be just after
it
5.
It is. It's 5:01. Well, it's Stacy time.
Wow. Very cool.
Philadelphia is also on Stacy time, so I don't have to.
Oh, that's right. You're Eastern.
Mm-hmm.
Why do I always think Michigan is central? Why do I think that? I don't know why.
I don't know.
Right on the line, isn't it? Yeah.
Maybe.
Right on the line.
Yeah. Because Chicago is central.
Yeah, right.
How are
right?
you?
So,
what's
anyway,
going on? We got a lot of.
Oh, good. You know, a lot of presentations. You know, but hey, you know,
it's the
point where. I was there answering questions. I just got out of that. Tons of questions. I should have, like, copied them all, but we have a bunch of questions from your cert events. But there's a lot of questions. But and it's still going. I don't know who was there to answer them. I feel like,
Amy.
You know,
Amy Colm.
Yeah, okay.
Amy Colm is here,
good.
And she's going to be
there.
Doing questions for,
until.
So
good.
We're going to finish the show at 5:30 because she's only available until 5:30. So we're going to do a short show. Yep.
No, that's great. Yeah, no, that's great. Hopefully, because I was going to say, I don't know who else is in there answering questions. There's a lot of them. But, in presentations I'm doing, you know how, you know, you have the regular kind of count and best practice kind of stuff you go through. But at this point, I way prefer, like, just the tangent sessions with firms where they just, like, are all over the place and they're asking all these cool questions you can deep dive on. Way more fun and challenging than just, like, you know, going over stuff you go over all the time.
Right, yeah.
Anyway, yeah. So I try to upfront, even though we have an agenda, I try to ask them, well, so what do you really want to go over? What do you really want to cover today? Because I'm up for anything for the next hour or so, hour and a half. Let it rip.
Anyway,
I'm just trying to keep it fun. Trying to keep it fun, Stacy. You know what I mean?
You know what? That's all you can do. We're just trying to do a show about QuickBooks, man.
Keep it relevant. Yeah.
That's all we're doing.
So,
trying to do a show about QuickBooks.
Yeah. Oh, I did have a fun thing, though. So I wanted to mention, then we'll go through these questions. So when I'm on a firm presentation, you know, we're with accountants, right? And so I'll poke fun at their clients in a mild-mannered way, just for fun, right? Like, you know, for example, you don't want to let your clients do bank rules because, you know, you have a bunch of garbage in the file. And, I mean, I think these are things that accountants would – be able to relate to, and it's kind of fun, you know, you're talking about it. I don't mean that in a bad way. It's just, you know, you're right. Well, just so happens one of the firms brought their client to the thing, of course. So that was fun. Yeah. You got to be careful.
There
maybe
you go.
I got to tone it back.
Nah, I don't think so.
All right, so we have some questions from cert events, or you want to go to the top 40? We're going to do top 40 another time.
Let's do top 40 after the top 40 is done. I think we do. We
got
have the, a lot of those questions from the Q&A from the events that we've been doing. The first question that we have is from a longtime listener. It's James, I believe it's Cleome. Is that how you pronounce his last name? Are you looking at that show doc?
Which one are you looking at? I got, the show doc. Wait a minute.
Yeah.
Did you put
it
up a recent
10-12.
Show doc?
Oh,
10-12.
No, this says 10-12. Oops. All right. I'll find the different one because this is from a couple weeks ago. So never mind.
Yeah,
let's go to the other one
the
common QBO question.
Common QBO questions. Is that a document you shared with me?
No, you created that, believe in you.
Oh, I created that one. Got it. Okay, so you mean I love the bank
it's
automation
almost like
features,
we know
what about
we're
credit cards?
Yeah. Yes, that's the one.
Well, I think part of the show is the entertainment factor of us trying to figure out how to run the show. I always thought that was part
right.
of it.
Right. I think that's a huge part of it. It's us trying to figure our shit out and get our shit together. Okay. So the first yeah. question isn't really so much of a question as it was a statement. And so, like you just said, I love the bank automation features, but what about credit cards? You can't add those.
So why would they think that, though? Why would someone think that? That they can't add a credit card? Okay.
But you can add a credit card.
Yeah, you can,
and that's
totally.
The great thing, is that you can add a credit card, and you can add many credit cards. You can add as many credit cards as you want, which is one of the wonderful things that that QuickBooks allows
now
you to do.
There's a couple offshoots on that. So one, what about if it's a larger business, they have a parent credit card and a bunch of every employee gets like a card and has a number under the parent. Do you have any clients that you set that up for like that?
We have a couple, but not too many.
Okay.
It's just, it's really kind of a pain to do that.
So the thing is you set up each individual's card, but not the parent. You don't actually connect
right.
the parent feed. Okay, good.
Exactly.
So there is a KB article
yep.
on that too. Okay. Just wanted to make sure I had it. The other offshoot from that, and you again probably see it more than me, is when you have a checking account feed and a credit card feed, and the checking account feed will show the credit card payment and then the money received in the credit card fee. So you do a transfer rule on one and match the other, right? Is that what you typically do? Am I explaining that well?
Say that again.
Yeah, so like, you know how you have, I have a checking account feed and I have a credit card feed, right?
Right.
In the same QBO file. Now, the checking
right.
account feed will show the credit card payment I made, right? Because
yeah.
I paid off the credit card, right? And then the credit card feed will show the money received from that payment, right?
Yeah.
On the credit card feed. So you have to match
those.
So
yeah.
the trick is
so
to create like a transfer rule. Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
What do you do?
What we do is we generally, if what we tell our clients to do so that you can match it on both ends is we tell them to create the transfer in QuickBooks first. So we tell them to go into QBO so that they can and create the transfer from the checking account to the credit card account so that you're not adding it. It has something to match to.
Oh, okay. Oh, got it. So you don't actually do the transfer from the feed? You create
no,
a transfer
I mean,
itself?
Right. If our client, if we're doing it, we can just create the transfer. But generally the best practice, I think, for anybody is to go in and create the transfer when the payment is scheduled so that when it does hit, you can match it and it's kind of dummy proof.
Nice.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. I did not know about that. Okay. Cool.
And
oh,
I still
good.
Will do that. I will still do that in my own. Like when I go online and pay my American Express card, I will immediately go into my QBO and create the transfer, even in my own books for Kilbell Services, so that I have it to match to, and I know that it's been done. And so we generally teach our clients to do that as well. It's just easier. So.
Yeah. Very cool.
That's
all right. Well, thanks for clearing that up. I wasn't sure. Oh, can QBO Self-Employed be upgraded to another version of QBO?
No, it can't because it's not because Self-Employed isn't really truly double-sided accounting. It's really there's no way to move it over. So if you want to go from QuickBooks Self-Employed to QBO, you have to do basically enter starting balances in QBO and treat it basically as if they've never had any version of QuickBooks, like any flavor of QuickBooks before.
Okay. Right. I mean, there's just no conversion. I actually had someone in this event that at the VCon, I was answering questions. They said, hey, how can I downgrade from Plus to Self-Employed to get the mileage tracking? And I was like, well,
you can't.
That's pretty loaded. But, well, I know, but that's a loaded question to me because I'm like, why would you want to, if you're using Plus now, I just don't think people know how limiting self-employed is from a business software perspective of transactions and real reporting. You know what I mean? And I think it's because it has QuickBooks in it, you know? So, but really, if you need transactions, then you're not using self-employed. That's just how, I mean, you know, I don't, right, okay. Or if you need reporting, I think it would just be, okay, yeah, fair enough. And, you know, I'm not trying to dog the platform. I think it's very viable, and it's a huge industry, this gig thing. But, I mean, I know it says QuickBooks. I think that's the thing, you know.
Right.
But, I mean, I can create an invoice, but I can't track AR. And I can add transactions, but they're really just like bank feed transactions. So, anyway.
Yeah, it's
so that was my thing. Why, if you had Plus, would you want to go down? Yeah, anyway.
Just for mileage tracking, when you can probably find there's a billion mileage tracking apps out there that you can use to track your miles. I think 1 billion, exactly 1 billion, that many. Exactly that many.
How do you delete a connected bank account from the bank feed? Go ahead.
Oh, no. Go ahead. You ask.
How do you delete a connected bank account from the bank feed when the account is closed?
So first of all, you want to make sure if you close an account, first of all, you want to make sure that you have taken care of all of the transactions before you disconnect it. What's going to happen in QBO is that it's just not going to be able to update anymore because there's no account for it to connect to. So generally, and that means what I found is that means that because the account is closed, if you haven't done like a manual update, like let's say I'm going to the bank today to close my account, I want to make sure that I do a manual update and it pulls all the transactions in, and so I have them in my bank feed, and then I want to make sure that I manage all of those transactions and I either match or add them, and then what you're going to do is click on that little pencil icon. That's you know, at the top of the bank feed, and then you'll edit account info, and then there's a little box that says disconnect upon save, and then all you do is just save. You're not doing anything when you edit that account info other than checking that box, and then it'll be disconnected and you're good to go.
Nice. And you can like reconnect too, right? Oh, go ahead.
You can reconnect it, but not if the account is closed. If the account's closed, it's got nothing to connect to. Right?
Yeah.
So if I go to Chase and I close my account, or if Chase decides to do that thing that they do sometimes to people and just randomly close an account and not tell them why.
nice.
Allegedly.
Yeah.
That's something that's happened. There's nothing to which they can connect it. So if the account's closed, and QBO is going to say, hey, I can't find anything. So. But you want to make sure before you do that disconnect upon save that you've managed all of the transactions in the bank feed. And if you close an account, what's going to happen and you don't disconnect it is QBO is going to throw errors at you saying, hey, I couldn't, it's going to be like, hey, I can't connect to this. And so if an account is closed, you'll see that happens. You'll get an error, like, I don't know what the number is, but you'll get an error message when it tries to update automatically. But the best thing is just to manually do an update. Make sure you have all your transactions matched or added, and then just disconnect, you know, click the pencil, edit account info, disconnect on save. So here is a question for you. Does the accountant have complete access to QBO, or is it more of an accountant's copy access?
Well, they're pretty much as good as the former. They're pretty much as good as a company admin, except for you can't use the online bill pay. For whatever reason, that's a different type of company admin, but you're basically a company admin. So you should be able to do everything except delete the master admin and then the online bill pay.
Exactly.
Can you cancel the subscription or does it have to be the master admin? I should test that. I think you have to be the MA to cancel
right
a sub
now.
Or do we find out that, I thought we found out that it could be a company admin too, but that would be kind of odd to be able to do that as a company.
I'm looking right now, but I have like hotel Wi-Fi, so billing and subscription. Yeah, as an account
user, we did that in
Plano
once.
You can cancel.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Okay.
You can add payroll. Yeah. You can subscribe to payroll. You can order checks. As the accountant, you can view payment history. Let me double check. I'm just going to log into another account and see what happens where I'm not the master admin, but I'm just the accountant user. Yeah, I'm looking at that right now. But yeah, you basically can do everything except, what did you just say? You can do everything except.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to go in as Abby.
Right?
I'm going to go in as Abby. She's a co-admin and see what's going on here. Hey, how do you like the Google sign-on, single sign-on? Can you explain that at all? That's like a kind of an
I can't really explain it. No, I'm just...
I tried to do it, and it didn't really change anything. So I wasn't really sure what it was. Like,
I don't understand
I didn't notice anything different than just going in.
Really,
so that's why I was asking you, because you're a Google person, right? You love Google, so I just figured that you might know, but I don't know.
So I can't...
I can totally cancel it.
You can totally cancel.
I can cancel
three of my actual real clients. Yeah.
Yeah.
You can go in and do it.
Powerful.
And
yeah.
So are the accountant users.
Anyway.
So with the Google sign-on.
Yeah, totally.
I don't get it because you still have to enter your password. Like you go in and it's connected. The only thing that I can see that it does differently is you don't have to do a user access. Like, I really honestly don't understand what kind of time saving or what the advantage is to using Google sign-on, because I still have to go in and enter my password and do all that. So I really don't understand it.
I know. I tried it once because I have Gmail. So I did it. And then I was like, all right, I'm in the file. Then I log out and I go back in and I'm like, I'm still signing in. So,
so when you click on sign in with Google, the only thing that it does, I'm doing it right now. Oh, actually, it just did it for me. I didn't have to enter my password. So that's
choose an account. There's my password.
Please click
next. And then.
So I just did the sign on with Google and it worked beautifully.
I didn't have to enter a password. That's kind of cool.
Right. So the first few times that I did it, it asked me.
Yeah.
It asked me to do that. As far as I know,
I don't think I'm really
going to
show that feature though.
Right.
Why would
I know.
I show it? I mean,
Stacey's
I just don't know why it matters.
Right. Stacey's in the chat room and she says, could it be for the new scheduling feature? And I don't think it has anything to do with that because maybe it could have something to do with the invoice. The invoice from Gmail, that's possible, but I don't think it has anything to do with the scheduling because the calendar option has been around for a long time. I mean, it's been around for a year. They just redid it. So I don't think that it could be related to that. Maybe it could make it easier to do that, but it's not because of that.
Yeah.
So,
okay. I just found it interesting. I guess because when I sign in, Chrome remembers the password for QBO, so it's not really saving me any time. Same thing.
Right, I know.
So, but it looks cool though. I mean, I got to tell you, when you go to the sign in screen and it says sign in with Google, or that's pretty cool. Anyway, maybe we'll have a Facebook one once or something, you know. I've seen that a lot when I go signing.
I hope not.
Signing with Facebook.
I hope we don't.
Yeah, yeah. Could be a mess.
Yeah, I know that.
Oh, what happens when a QBO account is canceled?
Oh, when a QBO account is canceled, I don't know. An angel loses its wings? I'm not sure.
Yeah, well, the data's. You'll
No, I'm just kidding. I do know what happens.
I know. Yeah, you know.
Um,
I have a bunch that are canceled, and like it tells me your company data is scheduled to be deleted on, so it'll leave it up there for at least a year. And then I think it's read-only state, and if you need to do anything in the file, I have to put in 1 month of billing, you know, subscription. I'm glad we don't backbill, though. That's cool. It's not like a retroactive thing. You can cancel then start up again, like seasonal companies. I think that's a great idea for using QBO. Just pay for the months you use. And I think you can still run reports, but just to download, I think, or export or whatever, I think you need to pay. Not sure. If I go into like this file, it says it's going to be my company data is scheduled to be deleted on the 3rd of October 2018. So I got like a year. I guess it is kind of a year. And so I can go in and it's going to bring me to the billing. Yep. It brings me to the billing screen, which I can then X out. Right? Trials ended, subscribe now or whatever it's going to say. Cancel, subscribe now. I could still run some reports. Like, there's my balance sheet. And I can even drill down on the checking account or something and even go to a check. But if I was to, like, print something out, I think I'll get this, like, can't add data to QBO because your trial or subscription period ended. You canceled your subscription or there was a billing problem, blah, blah, blah. So I can't, like, do anything to it, but I can read-only state it for a while, for a year till it's deleted. And, that's interesting. Yeah, man, I got, like, stuff. Oh, company data is scheduled to be lit on November 1st. So I got 5 days. I should see 5 or 6 days. I should just check back and see if. So my thing is this. Yeah. The cancel companies, is there a set? Is it 365? And if not, what is the exact day we hold it up there? And do we remove it from the servers? Like with some automatic tool that does it, you know, at 365 days. So I have one coming up on November 1st, so I should check.
You should check. We'll check back next. We can check back next week on the show.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll put a calendar. Is that kind of nerdy? I don't know. It'd be all right,
no.
Right to know that. November 1st, check.
No, I think it's awesome.
Check. Woods. What is the name of the file? Price rules. Uh-oh. Company. All right.
And I also added it to the show, the questions that we've got, too, that we're looking at.
Did it fall off the list of canceled companies? It's kind of fun.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah.
All right, we've got a couple more minutes. Let's see. Here's one for you. I have a suggestion. QuickBooks Online needs to be accountant friendly as well. I'd like to see debits and credits.
Yeah, so interestingly enough, that comes up a lot on my presentations because when you're drilling down to a transaction report from a summary report, we don't actually just do debit credit as a default. It's like split amount and balance, and you might not really want that, or some want debit credit and balance or whatever. So I kind of get that.
Right.
It would be cool if we had a default other than that. You know, because you can add debit and credit and then customize it, but you don't really want to customize it. I think that's kind of one of the advantages of desktop reporting over QBO is that when you drill down,
right,
you have it, or you can make a quick change. You don't have to actually save it for later. Whereas QBO, you know, I think those are the little things. They're the little things, I think, that where the complaint's coming from an accountant standpoint for reporting. That's what I've been noticing.
Yep.
So, yeah, I see that one. I don't know of any. Yeah, I don't have any changes really for that. I had another thought, but I lost it. Now, but Stacey, you have a bunch of QBO clients, and you're doing reporting. But
I am.
Do you need to add debit credit column? And why not?
I don't. I don't need to see that.
Yeah.
Because it
you
just,
don't need to see it.
I just don't. I can't think of the last time I looked at
the
a
balance.
Report and thought, right, I've never thought, holy
see
shmoly,
the balance.
I really wish I could see the debits and credits. I've never thought that. But that's me.
Well, and you see the balance, right? And your clients don't need to see it, right? Because they just see the balance or the
amount. That's all you need to see.
Or the balance. They don't really care whether it hit this part of the T-chart or the other.
Right. And if I look at a chart, if I look at a report and I see a negative balance in my AR, right? I know that I don't need to see the debits and credits to know that that's wrong. So I can drill down into it and find the transaction to find out why. So, I mean, I get it. I understand why some people might want it, but I'm cool without it. I'm all right.
Yeah.
I'm good.
Yeah. No, that makes sense. I guess it depends on, like, is it old school versus new school accounting? Is it, like, what you're used to?
I don't know.
In desktop
I think it might be what,
QBO,
just what you're used
why?
To.
Okay. Yeah. It's got
to
be it.
I think it's what you're used to is what it is. Yeah. That's what I'm going to say. It's what you're used to. I don't know that it's old school, new school thing. So,
okay.
I think that's a good spot to end. We have way more questions.
We have a bunch more to go through. That's cool.
Yeah. And I have way more today. I have tons more that I, from today in Philadelphia. This is a really, not that every group isn't really good, but it was interesting today because normally when we do cert prep training, we kind of get the same, you know, similar questions, right? They vary, but basically they're a variation on a theme. But today we got a lot of questions that I had never seen before. So it was kind of interesting. So we'll add those.
No, it's fun to go through all those, man. I think it's cool to, This is fun, actually, going through this stuff, because it sounds thematic. Everybody has them, so that means people listening would have them or want to know more or whatever.
Yep, exactly. All right, so we'll just end it.
Cool. Have fun in Philly.
I will. I fly home tomorrow. Everybody else is taking off tonight, so I'm just going to work on – I do want to mention, if you go to stacyk.net, you and I have compiled the QBO Top 40, and they're just mini blog articles, and we're posting one post every day as a countdown to QuickBooks Connect. And then on the first day of QuickBooks Connect on November 15th, we're going to post another post that has all of them compiled together. So it's basically just kind of some of them are features, some of our tips and tricks. Some of them are just little how-tos, but if you go to stacyk.net, you'll see we've been doing it since I think the 9th or the 6th of November or whatever, and it's the QBO Top 40 Countdown. So just go check those out, and once we get through some of these questions, we can go through the Top 40 and use those for some content for the show as well. I think that'll be fun.
Totally. Maybe have like an hour show and just try to hammer through a bunch of them.
Yeah. And just go through all of them. I think that'd be really fun. And we should invite, we should invite Dawn back. Her and I were on the phone yesterday for like an hour. I talked to Dawn.
Oh, good.
We should invite Dawn back for some of those. Right? Yeah, it was really great.
Totally.
And it was really
fun. Are you both going to QuickBooks Connect?
We're both going to QuickBooks Connect. She's not speaking because she has to leave because she has a speaking engagement because of the dates for QuickBooks Connect got changed or something. I don't really remember how it went down, but
it's like
booked,
Thursday, Friday or something.
And she had booked this speaking engagement in Toronto before, so she's coming for till Wednesday. Yeah, so she's flying in I think Saturday or Sunday, and then I think she goes home Wednesday. So she's coming in for like the pre-conferency kind of stuff that's happening. So she'll be there. She just won't be there all week. So we'll see her. So we should totally invite her to come through and do some of these Q&As. Definitely go through some of the top 40 stuff, or even have her answer find out if we can get some questions about fraud and have her answer some questions about some of the stuff that she's doing, which she's still working with the IRS. And she's really doing like fraud cases. That's her that's her jam right now. She told me on the phone yesterday that she flashes that fake badge that we got her. Remember we bought her, you and I bought her that badge a couple years ago for her birthday?
Yeah, that was awesome. Yeah.
She told me like she uses that like every day. Like every day she pulls out her badge.
That's cool, man.
Yeah. Which is really fantastic.
That is
so
cool.
We should have her come on.
Yeah.
And do the show. I think that would be
really
fun to have her come on for a few. I told her if she wanted to come back, she's more than welcome to come back and host and like be an official host anytime she wants. And she's just like, I'm, you know, she's like, I'm just focusing on my practice, blah, blah, blah. Which I totally understand, but I told her if you want, you're always welcome to come back. So I think it'd be really fun to have her come on for a couple weeks and just kind of nail down some of these things. I think it'd be cool.
No, that's awesome.
Or her and I can do it if you wanted to take a break or whatever. We could figure it out. But we'll be back next week.
Awesome. Totally. Stace, have a great night and flight back to Michigan.
Thanks.
From Philadelphia.
I have one
Thursday. Yeah, go for it.
Just one last thing that I want to say, and that's
awesome. Hi. We'll see you guys next time.
Bye.
See you, Stace.
Bye.
All right, I'm done with Woody. You gotta go.